Hello, this is the meeting of the Pacifica National Board Strategic Planning Committee. Today is April 16th, 2018. My name is Alex Steinberg. I am the chair of this committee. And we're going to go straight to the roll call. I guess, Nancy, can you call the roll?
I'm not at my computer. Let's see.
You're not at your computer.
I'm not at my computer. I don't have the names in front of me.
Okay. I could read out the names of somebody if somebody's available to take notes. I think I can do it from memory.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Or unless somebody else wants to volunteer.
God. This is Janet. I have the list in front of me if you want.
All right. Would you like to read out the names and just essentially do the roll call?
Yeah, but will you mark down the
I can do that. I'll do that. I'll mark down this. Who's here?
Okay, then let's go.
All right. Sam Agarwal. Can't hear you. Joseph Davis.
Right here.
Present. Jan Goodman.
Here.
Present. Janet Coburn is present. Tony Leone asked for an excused absence. Tom Livingston.
Here.
Present. Afia Nwangaza. Can't hear you. Mansour Sabah.
Hazir.
Present. Nancy Sorden.
Present.
Present. Alex Steinberg.
I'm here.
Present. Carol Travis.
Here.
Present. That's it.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We have 7. That's a quorum.
We have 8, I think.
We have 8? Let's see. I have 1, 2, 3.
I count 8.
7. Who am I missing? Okay, I have Joseph, Jan Goodman, Janet Coburn, Tom Livingston, Mansour Sabah, myself, Alex Steinberg, and
Carol Travis.
I miss.
Carol.
Oh, Carol, I'm sorry. Okay. Must have blanked out on that. My apologies. 8's a quorum. More than a quorum. Hello?
Alex, you there?
Yeah, sorry, I was on mute.
Because Nancy's not the only one.
Right. That's what chairs do.
Yeah. I sent out a draft of the agenda. Did everybody get a chance to take a quick look at it at least?
Yes, I did, Mansour.
I did not, but I'll look at it right now.
Well, let me read it for the benefit of folks listening in anyway. First item was what we just did, roll call. Second item is agenda approval for 10 minutes. Item number 3, minutes if available. I don't think they are, but in case they are, I left that item on the agenda. Item number 4 is a motion. Well, we'll get to that. It's a motion I wanted to put forward to invite a special guest to the as a non-voting member of the committee. Item number 5 is the discussion of the Strategic Planning Committee document that I sent out to all of you. And that'll be 60 minutes. Item number 6, recommendations arising out of that discussion. I'm hoping we'll have a motion to send forward to the full national board out of our discussion. Item number 7 is new business, and we adjourn at 10:30 p.m. If not earlier, if we're done earlier, that would be great. Do we have a motion to approve the agenda?
Motion. So motion.
Okay.
Second.
Does anybody have any amendments or objections to the agenda?
Did you put my motion on there? Is that new business?
I did not, but we could do it right now. New business is just sort of a catch-all for anything.
That's
what
fine.
Do you want to put your motion on there now?
Well, it was a little informal, and Janet pointed out there was already been a previous motion passed to the same effect. So as long as it's at least discussed, that's good enough, I think.
Can you tell me what you're talking about?
regarding centralizing the finances in the foundation.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. Well, if you're okay with just leaving that as just an informal item and not adding it to the agenda, then are there any other items that anybody wants to add to the agenda? Or if not, then do we have any objections?
Excuse me. This is Jan of Goodman. I wanted to know if I wanted to add something to the larger document that we're going to discuss, I can just do that. I don't have to make a motion to do that now, right?
No, of course not.
Okay, I didn't think so, but I just wanted to. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I mean it's a big document, and a lot of people made a lot of comments, and it's going to be a lot to deal with. Anyway, so let's see what we can do. We've allotted 60 minutes for discussion of it. I hope that's enough time. Okay, so
Janet.
Yes, Janet.
So you don't have anything about the next meeting or meetings? Can you just announce something?
We should. We should do something on that. You're right. You're absolutely right. I forgot that.
Didn't we decide it was be the first and second or something? Didn't we decide that already?
Well, I don't want to get into the discussion now. Let's make it a separate agenda item. But it should only take us no more than 5 minutes. Do you want to make that the last item on the agenda, number 8? 5 minutes on next meeting.
You forget you're dealing with Pacifica. Pardon?
Point of order. I said that we had decided. I had point of order.
What is your point of order?
I think we had already decided on a meeting schedule. I don't remember what it was, if it was the second and fourth Mondays or something like that.
Okay, well... Okay, let's do this right now then, since people are just want to discuss this. We did decide on a meeting schedule with the second and fourth Monday of the month, and as you probably know, I screwed up and failed to notice a meeting last week, which would have been the second Monday of April. So, not wanting to wait 2 weeks, I scheduled this meeting for tonight. So it's kind of a little bit irregular because it wasn't in conformity with the motion we passed. And I do apologize for that. I did go ahead and schedule a meeting for next week, which would be the fourth. That would be for the fourth Monday of the month. And what I wanted to know is, do people want to go ahead with that meeting, or shall we just cancel the meeting? If we cancel the meeting, the next regularly scheduled meeting, which is already posted, is going to be on May 14th.
Carol,
may I speak? Mansoor for Stack as well.
Well, it's we're really still discussing the agenda, so I'm just giving you the overview. Can we just make that a quick 2-minute item on the agenda?
This is Janet.
So moved.
Nancy, so moved.
This is Janet.
Okay. Janet, then Nancy. Go ahead.
I think we might need more than 2 minutes because there's an issue with coordinating committee.
Accept that as a friendly amendment. 10 minutes?
10 minutes, okay.
So 10 minutes on the agenda.
Okay, so we'll make that item number 8, 10 minutes on the next meeting, okay?
Carol for the stat.
Okay, is this about setting the agenda?
No.
Okay, let's not get into a whole discussion unless it's specifically about setting the agenda.
I thought it's for setting the times, or we're still on the agenda. Are we dealing with when our meetings are going to be, or on the agenda?
I'm trying to schedule a point on the agenda that will deal with when our next meeting
is. Got it, sorry.
That's all I'm trying to do. I was hoping to avoid a whole discussion on when our next meeting will be because that should be an item on the agenda. So is everybody okay with adding that to the agenda as item number 8 for 10 minutes?
Yes.
Okay. If there's no further amendments or objections, are there any further amendments or objections to the agenda as amended? Okay, so then we have a consensus that the agenda as amended is hereby adopted. And the next item on the agenda is minutes, if available. Nancy, do we have any minutes?
I got finished correcting them, and I was going to send them out today, but I thought that wasn't very much time for people. So since you and I talked earlier, you said don't worry about it. I didn't worry about it. Sorry.
I know you have personal things going on in addition to all the work you're doing.
But I think it's important to have them because, you know, they have, you know, the points that were discussed and things that we agreed to and things like that. And so I'm going to, you know, send them out tomorrow. And I just have a little more tidying up to do. That's all.
Okay. But obviously we can't vote on them because we don't have them yet. So we'll just have to go on to the next agenda item. And the next agenda item is something I'm introducing. It's a motion to invite somebody to the Strategic Planning Committee as like a non-voting guest. And here's the motion. Be it resolved that in view of the technical expertise he brings to the table, that Tom Voorhees be invited to participate as a non-voting guest in the work of the Strategic Planning Committee. And I think Mr. Voorhees does have a lot of expertise, and he did express an interest in being on the Strategic Planning Committee. However, Carol Travis won the vote and congratulations, Carol, on being elected once again to the Strategic Planning Committee. But I think it might be, you know, valuable if we still had Voorhees' advice as a non-voting member. So that's my motion.
Did you put that in writing then, Alan?
Yeah, it's with the agenda.
You said, okay, great, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So, is there any discussion?
I have a question. This is Joseph.
Yeah. What is the question?
Well, you cited the special expertise. Could you cite what that is specifically? That's different from other.
Mr. Voorhees has a lot of experience in setting up broadcast facilities. He knows all about the technical aspects of how that's done, and I think that's
that's one area that we're probably a little deficient in is like the technical area. So we could probably use his assistance in some of our deliberations.
Janet, I have a question.
Yes, Janet.
Would he be included in the email list in the Google?
If we agree to invite him as a non-voting guest, yes.
This is Carol for the staff.
Yes, Carol.
It seems to me this is a vote for the PNB.
It's what?
This is a vote for the PNB, not for our committee.
Dan Goodman, Jack, I'd like to talk about that.
Well, let me just respond. Committees have a right to include guests in their roster if they wish to. The PNB established the membership rules for this committee. It did not say we cannot. In fact, the mandate of the committee specifically included the ability to add experts to as consultants.
Joseph for Stack.
Yes, Joseph.
I believe Jan is ahead of me.
Yes, I was. I was just going to...
Yeah, go ahead, Jan.
I was just going to say that committees have the option, especially when they're adding non-voting voices, to function as they deem appropriate. And the whole point of having committees is so that the PNB doesn't have to be involved with a whole bunch of little details. So, and I sort of second what Alex said. I don't have to repeat it.
Okay. Any further discussion?
Joseph, it's Zach.
Go ahead, Joseph.
No objection to Tom Voorhees personally, but I mean the whole point of the committees was to make them small enough to make it the discussion. Every time we add a person, it makes it a little bit slower, and everything we do is a little bit more sluggish. And obviously, we can contact him. But since the primary purpose of our committee is not necessarily technical anyway, more again strategic planning, I don't think it's necessarily the best way to go. But that's just how I feel.
Okay. Anybody else? I will say, Joseph, you're raising a valid point. We do want to keep these committees, we don't want to make them too large. It's just a question of weighing that injunction against some other injunctions. So, I don't know.
I suggest that if we can't come to a consensus, that we just have a vote and move on.
I just want to know if anybody else wants to weigh in before we go to a vote. Okay. Secretary, can you take the vote on this motion?
Yeah. Sam Agarwal.
Can we ask if anybody objects, please?
Well, I think objections were already raised in the discussion, so I don't think that's necessary to ask.
But that was discussion. That's not a vote.
Mansoor, I object. So go ahead.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Joseph Davis.
I vote no.
Dan Goodman.
Yes.
Janet Coburn.
Pass.
Tony Leon is not here. Tom Livingston.
Abstain.
Asir Juan Gaza. Not here. Mansoor.
Abstain.
Nancy Sorden, yes. Alex Steinberg.
Yes.
Carol Travis?
No.
Janet Coburn? We passed.
I'm going to abstain.
Okay, let me count. Let's see. Two no's. Three abstentions. Three yes. That doesn't say right. I'm sorry, that's eight votes. So this passes. So the yeses, three yeses, three abstentions, two noes.
I want to change my vote to yes, Mansoor.
Okay. That would be four yeses, three noes. I mean, three abstentions, two noes.
It's four yes, two noes, and two objections, two abstain.
I'm sorry, two abstentions. You're right. Thank you.
Okay, then the
one of the abstentions. Okay.
The motion then passes. I didn't make any arrangements to contact Tom Voorhees in advance, so he's not going to be on this call, I guess. But if anybody happens to have his phone number and wishes to call him and invite him to join, that's fine with me. I don't happen to have his information like that.
Would you like me to look it up in the on the KPFTX website and then give him a call?
Sure, that would be great.
I can do that. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I'll be off for a little bit then.
Okay. All right. So let's go on to the next item on our
Alice?
Agenda. Yes?
Janet, somebody's phone is ringing in the background. Could you ask people to mute, please?
I'm sorry. I apologize. It was me, Jan.
Yeah.
I apologize.
Yeah. Please mute yourself. Yeah. If you're not speaking, just mute yourself. Okay. The next item on the agenda is the discussion of the Strategic Planning Committee document that I set out. And I think maybe I should read at least part of it, at least for the benefit of people who may be listening on the to the call.
It's a lengthy document.
I know. So what I thought I'd do is read the short-term goals only. And leave the rest for now. Okay, so the document I sent out lists how I conceive of the work of the committee, and I was trying to divide it up into short-term goals, mid-term goals, and long-term goals, and also the areas that the committee will be involved with, which would be what we call our governance structure, our programming, and financial recovery. And I think somebody suggested a fourth area, which was technology, if I recall.
Janet, yes, I did.
Right. Thank you, Janet. Anyway, what I'm calling short term is basically what I think we need to do, and this is strictly in terms of the financial recovery aspect of Pacifica, while we recognize that it cannot be, that cannot happen separately from a reform of our, of the content we deliver, namely our programming, as well as some changes in our governance structure, we can still nevertheless divide it in order to focus our attention on some particular issues. And what I'm calling short term, I'm defining it as the next 18 months, and I'm only doing that because the next 18 months is the time we have bought with the FJC loan, while the escrow account that's part of the FJC loan is paying off the interest for us. So we actually have 18 months where we don't have immediate expenses from the loan, although recognizing, of course, that the loan is coming due. So what we need to do in the next 18 months, and so let me just read the items that I listed as the short-term goals. A, complete the move of WBI from Empire State to Four Times Square by the May 31st deadline. we all know that deadline. It has to be done. It's as simple as that. B, replace the outgoing CFO with a contractor to oversee audits and supervise national office staff. I also added to that, eventually contract out all financial work currently handled by the national office. C, hire a permanent executive director. D, pay off pension fund debt and restore the administrator of our pension fund. E, hire an auditor for the 2017 audit. F, complete the audits for 2016 and 2017. G, request extension from CPB for 2017 audit if required, and do the same thing from the California Attorney General if required. H, check compliance with covenants of FJC loan in 6 months and request extension if required. I, restore CPB funding this year, that is 2018. J, organize several Pacifica-wide fundraising events in the next 18 months, both on and off air. K, generate enough revenue to pay off FJC loan in full in 18 months. And if I had to summarize everything, I'd say that would be like the goal that summarizes, at least that's plan A. Pay off, if we can generate enough revenue to pay off the FJC loan in full in 18 months, and that is without having to sell any Pacifica assets. I'll get to plan B in a second, but that's plan A. Okay. L, stabilize WBI with additional staff required for business operations. M, stabilize KPFT. N, approve budgets for 2018 for all business units by June 2018. All business units should have a realistic plan for generating a modest surplus for 2018. O, review personnel handbook. P, evaluate performance of general managers and program directors. Q, organize elections for 2018. R, schedule one in-person PNB meeting in 2018. S, move the national office in the next 12 months at the end of the lease. Okay, those are the points in my original document for the short-term goal. And I solicited comments from many people, including the people on this committee, but I also solicited some comments from people who are not on this committee, other directors, in other words. And I sent out a list of comments. I'm not going to try to read that, but I hope some of you at least, or all of you had a chance to look at those, and those are some of the suggestions for changes. Anyway, this is a lot of items, and it's a little bit of a laundry list. I tried to make it a little bit less of a laundry list by prioritizing certain items and indicating where I thought some items depended on other items. But my suggestion is for the discussion to move forward that maybe we can pick what we all think would be the top five highest priority items we want to send as a recommendation to the Pacifica National Board, and that recommendation would include authorizing management to implement these items and provide a realistic plan for their implementation. So I think the five top, and I can tell you one item must be as part of the top five would be completion of the audits in a timely manner, because without that, I don't see how we can do much of anything else. But
is it for the stack?
Janet,
yeah,
for the stack?
I'm going to take...
Earl, for the stack.
Yeah, I'm
going to
open up items for the stack. But before I open it up to the stack in general, I would like our IED, Tom Livingston, to speak. He's going to be the person mostly charged with implementing this stuff. So, Tom, you have the floor.
Yeah, I would say it's a really good list. I think some of the things I think, you know, need additional discussion. The it's paying off the FJC loan in 18 months is a pretty high hill, for example. You know, I think some of the things on this list, I think it's a really good list. It's a good punch list. Some of the things that are on the list are things we're going to do anyway, so I don't know if they need to be on a priority list. I think, you know, acknowledging them, the move to Fort Times Square, the hiring a permanent ED, are a couple of examples of that. But I think I like the framework of the whole document, and including the short, medium, and long term goals. I like the comprehensiveness of it, and so this looks like a pretty good list to me.
Okay, let's start.
Chair Mansour would like to ask for a procedural, if it's possible. Everybody would like to talk about this topic, and I think we all should take turns. And what, minute and a half is good, or you want it to be a little bit longer?
Well, let's do a minute and a half. If people feel they need to speak longer, they can get on the stack again.
Okay, so we're just going to go around.
This is Janet.
We'll just go around.
May I, on procedure?
Janet, yes.
Yeah, I mean, I submitted a whole number of additions and suggestions to this plan that would take more than a minute and a half. So.
That's a good point. Okay.
Jan, on procedure also, I actually have brought up Janet's, you know, since Janet did all this work, I brought up Janet's document, which is basically sort of additions to your document, and I think it makes sense to me to just discuss it, including Janet's documents. I mean, Janet's additions, to just discuss that document rather than the original one you have, Alex. And if anybody, and Alex, if you have additional major items that people have suggested, maybe we should throw those on.
Well, I sent that. Did you get the comment document?
Oh, let me look and see.
A lot of people made other suggestions. Some of them made some quite extensive ones. I tried to pare down some of the suggestions to make it more readable.
Where is? When does
PDF with comments? You didn't get it?
I got something. Oh, wait a minute. I'm trying to see when I got things. I'm really not facile with Gmail.
Okay.
What did I? Comments. Wait a minute. Comments. Oh, okay. All right.
Maybe you all want to take a couple of minutes to look at the comments document. If you haven't had a chance to look at it yet. And yeah, Janet can certainly have more than a minute and a half to discuss her addition, proposed additions. Let's, instead of limiting people, let's just go around and see how this works.
Oh, excuse me.
Now, did you already get the stack, or are we starting again on the stack?
Jan Goodman on the point
I'd
of
like to be on the stack.
I, Jan Goodman on point of procedure. I just don't think it makes sense for Janet to have to go over everything that she's already written out. That seems not reasonable to me. And she's on the committee and she's made the comments. We might as well just take them and discuss them. I mean, you know, I think some of them are good and some of them are bad, but we might as well discuss them as part of a document rather than her having to, like, say them when she's already written them all out. We can just look at it.
Yeah, my point is there's other people also made comments. Anna is not the only one. So
why don't we discuss all of those comments?
I'm not limiting this discussion.
I see. Okay. But why don't we bring all of them up and have them all discussed?
Okay. Let's start with a stack and let's start discussing. No more.
Carol for the stack.
Okay,
yeah,
Carol.
Janet. Janet for the stack.
Okay, Carol, Joseph, Janet. Who else?
Mansoor as well. I thought we were going to go around, just let everybody speak.
Okay.
Rather than having a stack.
Carol, Joseph, Carol, Joseph, Janet, Mansoor.
Jan. Jan.
Jan. Okay. Let's go.
Okay. I didn't understand where in your list that the payoff of the loan was as a separate item. I guess you're conflating it into the financial recovery. I think we have to have a focus on how to repay the loan. And I think that may be not a discussion about fundraising. It may also include a discussion about programming, but at some point we need to do that. I think I really liked, as I said at the last meeting, Tom Livingston's paper of March 12th, and I thought he unfortunately used mission when we have a mission, when he's really talking more about voice. And, you know, that is a decision about who we are. And I think that you have that in articulation of mission and governance. It's true. I think they may be the same, but they may also have some things that are different from each other. Governance reform, I think, really three choices, and I think it's useful if the Strategic Planning Committee outlines the three choices and begins an articulation of them so that we can discuss them. And I see the three choices as a much more centralized operation, a completely separated but, you know, affiliated, but really each having our own financial responsibility, our own licenses, et cetera, or some mix. But that's a big discussion, and that's also a discussion for the membership and for the people who currently listen to our members, but also certainly members have a right to vote on this eventually if their rights are limited according to our bylaws. And I think a lot of the list that you have, Alex, even though it does have a lot of things on it that we have to cover, a lot of them are kind of tactical and requirements for business and not big kind of strategic questions. I think really the structure, what is our structure going to be and what is our voice or a mix of our voice and so on, are things that we could lead big discussions that could help us move along. And that's all I'll say right now. Thank you.
Joseph?
Yeah, I wanted to, I mean, you talked about on item M for stabilizing KPFT, because right now our biggest problem is when Bill Crozier was the IED, he appointed Jerry Summerall, Larry Winters to be the general manager, and basically now because we have this silent, hostile, members of the LSD can't even get into the station.
Can I please ask you,
the LSP has tried to act to deal with things, but unfortunately, almost none of the LSP members can even enter the premises of the radio station to try. We can't see the finances, we can't check any of the equipment or anything, and we're, unless, of course, the people who do brave themselves to go down there have to deal with torrents of verbal abuse and literally physical threats. And, you know, we need to understand that we can't continue to allow gross mismanagement of our facilities. And, you know, everybody may love Bill Crozier, but he has put people into positions that are wrecking our ability to do anything.
Okay,
how can we make payments on the FCC loan if we can't even get into a station and check books for the finances?
I think you started
talking about hiring people at another station, I believe, on the East Coast.
Joseph, we are on a public stream. Please observe that and do not talk about personnel issues.
In any case, the station is not a closed session. What our personnel are, the last thing we need to do right now is hiring people when we don't even understand the workloads that are involved. We need to probably get some kind of an independent firm to do a work analysis of the work that needs to actually occur at the stations, because we keep hiring people to do jobs, and then we end up with these people sitting around and they find other work for themselves, and we keep trying to find more people to be hired to do the same jobs again, and we don't actually hold anyone accountable. So when we hire people to increase our membership or to do marketing, nothing actually happens because they're not given the resources they need. They're not properly managed, and then we just do it again. We keep repeating the same mistake over and over, and we got to start facing these problems instead of avoiding them. Thank you,
John.
Okay, so first I want to respond to what Tom said about some of these things do not necessarily belong here, but I would like all of this included in some listing, I mean, of what needs to be done, and also by whom. It would be good by whom. But in any case, so yes, I think that a fourth main area should be systems, not just technology, but systems. Like the organizational system, you know, a look at that, a review of that, and redesign. You know, there isn't really any design to that. How we communicate with each other, that kind of thing, but also technology. I also think that we should consider the next 18 months as Pacifica's special period, you know, like in Cuba. But for us, governance reform, to consider proposing stabilization of current governance bodies where membership remains as is in order to implement short-term goals. So, you know, stabilization of things during the 18-month period. So if there were elections this year, and actually the bylaws require that an NES be hired in March, and that hasn't, you know, that's already passed, but we can't afford elections for one. Elections would take people's energies away from what we need to do, carrying this out, and then there would be new people and would unstabilize things. I think it would be good to not have elections, this year at least, maybe even next year. So that's my, you know, that was one of the ideas I had. Another thing, we need to decide when this, the strategic plan should be completed. It's a plan, and then implementing it is a separate thing, but coming up with a final plan, and I proposed June 30th. I also added to the item D, and appoint trustees. We still have to do that. I added another item after K, immediately begin setting aside, well, I put $60,000 a month, maybe it should be $100,000 a month, into a reserve account for FJC debt servicing to begin after 18 months are over. In other words, if we don't put aside any money for the first 18 months, during the first 18 months, then what's going to happen when those 18 months are over? Will there be any money to begin paying when we have to pay, as opposed to the money that's in the reserve currently from the loan?
There hasn't been a national office budget submitted for 2018, so we need that. We need a budget for we need to hire an HR consultant. And these are just short-term goals I'm talking about. So let me just see if there's any. Yeah, so for, short-term goals. So, Alex, you were talking about short-term goals, not midterm goals, right? Yeah. So I'll limit.
I'll focus the discussion on tonight.
Right, so I'll stop at short-term goals.
Okay, Mansoor?
Okay, thank you, and I stay focused on the short-term goals. I really would like to emphasize that we need professional help, and the way that things are planned out, the way that we see it, that the way we have it figured out is we have charged Tom Livingston, ED, to hire an ED, a permanent ED, and I really would like to encourage Tom to do this one as fast as possible, because to my opinion, it is the professional people who's going to help us out. We, as an institution, as a foundation, have run into a wall, a stumbling block. And that is, I'll explain what was said and what we talk about. We, all of us, are in agreement for changes. Changes in finance, in programming, in management, this and that. But let me share with you something that the KPFK general manager yesterday reported to the LSB. And this is how it went. So the general manager of KPFK, his name is Aniel Fields. And he said that he's trying to, like, change a couple of small just shifts within programming. And he has held three different meetings with all programmers, and he's meeting with every one of them individually and staff as well. So, and he reported that, or he said in his report out, that everybody at the station agrees that we need to change programming. However, as soon as you start implementing small changes in programming grid, people call him, he's a racist. And now, mind you, Aniel is an African-American. So it just, I think we need professional help. We need professional help with the HR, with the ED, with the management. Okay, that said, I have three more points, very shorter than this one. One, I think I would like to, for all of us to consider that staff and GMs and PDs are not our adversaries or detractors. Now, the staff at all the stations are very nervous to what's going on, especially with the loan that we got. Now, we have to present ourselves above that to calm the situation down and bring a stability to the station. So I really would like you to consider that the staff and the GM and the PD are not our enemy. Number two part of this is I would take the task to whatever solutions, ideas we come up with to convene it and talk with the GM at KPFK. And I would like to each radio station, a representative from each radio station on this committee to do the same thing, because I have asked repeatedly to have the GMs to be part of this discussions because they have plans too. As we say, that we'd like to have programming change, and so does the general manager. But because he's not with us on this committee, he has his own plans, and we come up with different plans, and there's a conflict, and who's going to do what, and this and that. So I really would like to consider the GMs, PD, and the staff to be part of the changes that we're trying to bring to the foundation. And the last thing that I would like to see immediately, it's an in-person meeting for 4 days. That way we can actually sit down, and it has to be in a non-signal area. Like I prefer to be in Denver because KNUG is over there. We can reach out to them. It's an affiliate. It's a sort of central to majority of us to convene there for 4 days to actually sit and talk about these things and have the GMs, the PD, the business managers to be involved with this discussion. And that's my say. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mansoor. Jan, you're next.
Yes, thank you. First of all, I think that one of the things that we ought to do is to recognize the authority of the executive director and let the executive director do the jobs that executive directors normally do. So many of the tasks that are set out as tasks for that need to happen should really fall under the authority of the executive director, and if we figure those things out early on, just say, okay, executive director should be figuring out A, B, C, D, E, F, and G, and say, you know, designate that and recognize it, make sure the P&B recognizes it if necessary, so that we can concentrate on other things, and we don't have to, like, be stumbling over ourselves trying to do things that, you know, in normal multi-million-dollar corporations, a board is never involved with. That's the first thing, and that will speed things up incredibly because the executive director works every day, doesn't have to wait for, you know, weeks between meetings. Second of all, I think we need to make sure that we're following our bylaws, and that includes having elections. Not having elections because we don't have enough money or because we need to, you know, stand still because we have a good situation now has always resulted in bad things happening and lawsuits. So we need to just get not having elections unless we have bylaw changes. Now, we could have, I do think that bylaw changes are important, and they, you know, that can be part of the strategic plan. Bylaw changes, you know, for whatever we think, it may be a smaller national board, maybe change our election situation so we're not having elections at the same time that the nation is having elections and people are inundated with, you know, trash mail. There are lots of things that we could do, but we do need to have elections, and we could be maybe voting on bylaw changes at the same time. One of the areas that I think we should be focusing on this, and this might be an area that the executive director, that we decide the executive director should be mainly in charge of, is methods of fundraising. I don't think we have to wait till we have programming changes to do fundraising changes. We can start having all the stations do ask for sustainers in the $5, $10, $15 a month range. We can have sustainers, and do more online. We can do a lot of things with regard to fundraising. If we moved 25% of our donors into sustainers, just paying $50 a year, it would dramatically change our financial situation. So I think we need to, and last but not least, outreach that ought to be on the strategic plan is how we are going to connect with people who are not currently listeners. And many people talked about in the comments national programming. I think we should have a national program director. Maybe we can't afford to pay one right now, but maybe we can get a volunteer national program director. But we need to start doing national programming and putting it on a stream and having a national, or we need to be considering it. This is as part of our strategic plan. And designating who's going to be in charge of each of these items. Thank you.
Let me just react quickly to Jan's comments. I think you made a very good point. Many of the items in the proposal are really items for an executive director to implement. So we probably don't need and should not need a motion from this committee or from the national board. But I guess what I would like to ask Tom Livingston is what he thinks would be like the highest priority items that he thinks need to be implemented in order to meet the objectives of paying off the FJC loan. You don't have to answer right now, but I just think it's a question for you, Tom.
I do have some reactions to some of the things I've heard and some other ideas that I think are pretty interesting. We haven't heard from Nancy yet. See if she wants to weigh in.